While some of them will hunt you down to kill the rest of you, the others will hold festivals to have something to do. And even while they'll make of you the very first to die because of age-old Dutch racism, we both know it's a lie. And even if it were the truth, what would it really change? The jingle of the guilder is the rattle of the chains. The chains they use to bind the blacks and certain whites as slaves. Strange the ways they devise to get folks to behave. Lord knows the list is long, and no space is left to fill the names of those they have wronged, the unknown ones they've killed. Ah, Europa, Europa, your rope around my people's neck after all you've taken and done. What more do you expect? Yes, they come, and why not to see their diamonds stolen sparkle in your sky? For us poor folk of a darker race, it's always been a place to go and die. Kerwin, the first black to set a foot in America as a slave was left in trade from a Dutch man of war. Kerwin, what makes you differ from the others racism had died is that your case of death by race is one they can't deny. A blood stain on a taxi seat meant more than your life, and that's why you lay down on the street when you were wounded by that knife. And when they decide that one must die, it's while the blood is wet that we're obliged to ask ourselves, which one of us is next? Remember the friends close to you who did not look like you, who did not treat you as so many of the others do? Friend is a friend is a friend, is not a color of a skin, but a way of being. This hate cannot relate, and this is where racism steps in. Racism is one thing we learned from history has done more to damage man than any one disease. People live and people die, and that's a natural fact, but not so if the reason why is, well, just because you're black. Kerwin, you were not the first, but we wanted you to be the last. We want fascism to stop, and we must do it fast. Kerwin didn't believe it. He couldn't. Why should you? Plus, how could he? No one believes racism to be like they didn't believe the Vietnamese pleas to live in peace. They didn't believe that blacks should be free after 400 years of misery. They didn't believe. They didn't believe that people are people with a right to be happy and free. Happy and free. No one believes racism, people don't even believe what their eyes can see. The injustice, the waste, and the inhumanity, they just don't believe, they just don't believe. And the horror is so normal, so informal, that the normal horror is believed as good. And this is even at the cost of blood. A poem for Kerwin.